I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So it was a little over 24 hours ago when the governor of the state, Tim Walz, surprised a lot of people and announced a special session. And Dave and I went to special session. They agreed? No, they really didn't agree. They had another meeting, and it fell apart. And then the governor and fellow Democrats said, guess what? We're going to announce a special session starting October 6th, and we're going to lay out specifically what we believe the legislature should approach. So let's go over this again as we're about to bring in House Majority Leader Republican Harry Niska once again back on the show. Among the ones, we're going to lay them all out, what the governor wants, strengthening extreme risk protection orders, red flag laws, which we talked about the other day, banning assault and high-capacity magazines and binary triggers, eliminating the ghost gun loophole, and would increase funding for the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension's Behavioral Threat Assessment and Management Team. It would increase penalties for certain crimes, expand school safety funding, and increase funding for mental health treatment. This wasn't done in concert with the Republicans. They obviously had met a number of times, but this was just an announcement from the governor, by the way, while he's in Ireland. As we bring in Representative Niska, thanks so much for coming on. Again, like all guests on the John Schuster Hotline, clearly this wasn't expected. You made that clear 24 hours later. Why don't you agree with the way the governor unveiled this proposal?
Well, thanks, Chad, for having me on. It's good to talk to you again.
Yes, sir.
This whole special session stunt from the governor for the last month has really been a pretty sad illustration of what's wrong with the way he has acted as governor. He, after the horrible shooting at Annunciation, he could have chosen to bring Minnesotans together and to try to do things that would have bipartisan support that might make a difference. And instead, he chose a different path. He chose a path of trying to demand having a special session, first of all, through the media without discussion with Republicans in the legislature.
But you did meet with the governor a number of times, right?
There were Republican leaders that met with the governor. The first call from the governor to the speaker happened, a weekend after he had already publicly floated in the media that he was supposedly talking to legislative leaders and about a special session. So it started off as a political stunt from the beginning, and it continues to be a political stunt. He's demanding not to say, let's come together on the things we can agree on, but he's saying, you must agree to the thing that things that I know you don't agree would actually solve this problem. And he's doing it very transparently to run for re-election for a third term. So, instead of choosing to be governor for all the people of Minnesota, he's choosing to do this as a candidate. And that's really a horrible, horrible way to deal with a tragedy like this.
So you don't think he's genuine in any way in this approach?
Well, Chad, if he were genuine, there are items on that list that we could come together in a special session on and pass, you know, things that Republicans have talked about school safety, funding and policy changes, about mental health, funding and policy changes, about criminal policy changes, dealing with the types of things like, impersonating a law enforcement officer that was the subject of that horrible attack that we saw against Democrat lawmakers in Minnesota. Those are things we could come together on if the governor were interested in bringing Minnesotans together. But the only thing he has focused on is something that he knows Republicans don't agree would be a solution to this problem. And it's very transparently about his reelection campaign and about partisan advantage and not about his job of governing this entire state and dealing with this tragedy in a unifying way.
So on the parts, and again, we appreciate the majority leader, Representative Harry Niska, joining us, reacting to the governor of the Democrats yesterday, about 24 hours ago, and their specific proposal for a special session. I'll just read parts of these again, though. Funding for the Bureau of Criminal Apprehensions Behavioral Threat Assessment and Management Team, increasing penalties for certain crimes, expanding school safety funding, increasing funding for mental health treatment. Aren't those all areas where you and the Republicans could be on board?
Absolutely. A lot of those things are on the list of things that we said we would love to work with the governor on. And we offered a framework in response where we would say those things would go to committees. And if they have bipartisan support, and I think the items that you talked about, at least in concept, are the types of things that we think would have bipartisan support and could pass, whether in a special session in October, or maybe we will take them up when we come back in regular session in February. Those are things that I believe there will be bipartisan support to work on. And the reason the governor has not called a special session is because he won't agree to have a special session where bipartisan things pass. He will only agree to have a special session in which gun bans that don't have bipartisan agreement have to be brought forward. And in fact, the bans, first of all, he hasn't actually produced legislation that he's actually asking for, taglines or headlines. But as far as we know, those have bipartisan opposition, not bipartisan support. So he's the only one who can decide whether or not to call a special session. What he's saying is the reason he's not calling it is because we haven't agreed to fast track the bills that do not have bipartisan support.
Okay, let me ask you about a couple of the items that he's proposed on the gun side. There was a lengthy story in the Tribune the other day about red flag laws, and Harry, I thought it showed where red flag laws are working, that we're having success in getting individuals who are troubled and for a 2-week period taking weapons away. And then if it goes further than that, an even more comprehensive judicial hearing. So when they're talking about strengthening red flag laws, are you against that?
Chad, I think we're all for understanding better how the red flag law is working and is not working, and what can be done to make sure that people who are in some sort of a mental health crisis are kept as safe as possible from being a danger to others. The main issue I have with the red flag law is that it doesn't really do enough for people who are in crisis. If you just take away,
wouldn't that make sense then to strengthen it then? Because, I'm not saying it's a cure-all. It's not going to solve everything.
In concept.
But nothing is going to stop everything, right?
No, in concept, I think that's what I'm saying. We're all for understanding where are we at on this? Are there things that need to be done to shore that up? Are there things that need to be done more broadly about people in a mental health crisis? Do we need to understand better where the holes in our civil commitment system are? Because frankly, people who are in that kind of a situation probably need more intervention in their life than just an order taking away firearms. We need to figure out what is the way that that person can be kept as safe as possible for themselves and from being a danger to other people. The issue is, I'm not sure that any of the concepts around that are really ripe for more legislation, aside from possibly some concept of, you know, educating people about how the red flag law works. We still need to learn a lot more about how that law has rolled out and how it's working.
Did you read
session right now?
Did you read that Tribune story on red flag law?
I did. Yeah. It was very interesting. Yeah.
Okay. You know this better than I. Law enforcement, whether it's in Minnesota, across the country, express a great deal of concern about ghost guns, about their ability. Okay, it's nebulous here, but when they offer up eliminating the ghost gun loophole, is that something that you think that your side, the Republicans, could look at, or is that a non-starter?
Well, I think there are legal complications about how that's structured that are a lot more complicated than that tagline. Understanding more about what, I think that's referring to the Minnesota Supreme Court case about serial numbers
yep.
on guns. Obviously,
I think
the legislature should always look at, you know, statutory interpretation questions and figure out whether the courts got that, you know, what they think the law means to align with what we think the law should intend. But again, I think that's a little bit more complicated of a question than the tagline lays out in concept. I think that's something we can definitely talk about and have more discussion about. Whether we can do that, accomplish that in a snap special session in October is the, you know, issue that I don't think has been fully thought through on the governor's part, and is just, you know, they're putting out this list and demanding that all of these things be brought up to a vote immediately in a way that really looks more like it's about partisan politics than about solving problems.
This is the majority leader in the House, Harry Niska, kind enough to join us. We're reacting to what the governor offered up with a special session. Harry, I'm talking to you. I'm looking at stories. I haven't looked at my text yet, but I guarantee you there are going to be folks who are left center of the aisle saying this is another Republican in the state who doesn't want to deal with the biggest issue in any way about guns. So on guns, and clearly the other issues, mental health in particular, matters a great deal. So I do not want to dismiss the mental health concern. But on the availability and access to guns, is there anything in that area where your caucus could get behind, where you think it could create some sort of progress? It's not going to stop everything, but some sort of progress in stopping the killings, the murders that happen too much in our country and also obviously in our state.
Well, Chad, I think if there was something that clearly was a solution to the problem, that was a simple, there's no cost to this, it would help protect kids' lives, of course everybody would be for that. The problem is that the evidence about, like, focusing on cosmetic features about certain semi-automatic weapons is that it's been tried and it really doesn't work. It doesn't make a difference, and all it does is criminalize people who are trying to obey the law, trying to protect themselves, and prevents them from being able to protect themselves or use things that are, beneficial tools in their lives, especially for, you know, things like home defense in a state where we have had, serious public safety issues. People want to feel safe in their homes. And I think it's, you know, making criminals out of people who are trying to be law-abiding gun owners is not the right answer. Things where we are focused on those who are illegally selling guns, people who are repeat gun offenders, people who get pulled over for having their license tabs not renewed, and then finding illegal guns in their cars and not prosecuting them like the Hennepin County attorney is doing. Those are things where I think we should be able to agree. We're not going to just let repeat offenders out of jail. We're not going to let people who are committing crimes walk free. we certainly would agree on the, you know, concept of punishing repeat gun offenders and punishing those who are impersonating law enforcement as the, you know, another example on the list. The idea of banning, you know, common firearms based on cosmetic features, I don't think that is a solution. It does, hasn't been a solution in other states or when it was done at the federal level.
So, I mean, are you, and I get what you're saying, because I want to make this clear too. I don't want to make this so onerous for the two of us who are going to use guns appropriately. Okay. I don't want any laws that'll just make it harder for us than the criminals. But when the polling that, and a lot of times it's right after shooting, so you get the emotions to it. But when the polling continues to show the public in the state and across the country wants to continue to limit access of guns to these criminals, these folks who are committed to vicious acts, and the polling says we need to do something, are you worried that the Republican, your party that you believe in, is too much of a no on all this and it ends up hurting you?
Well, we're all for taking guns out of the hands of criminals and making sure that, that criminals who are repeat violent offenders are taken off the streets. And I think that's the solution to the problem, you know, the way you just framed it there. That's the solution to the problem of most of the gun violence. You know, a lot of it is gang related, especially if you're talking about gun violence that's killing kids. We should be talking about what is the most effective way to prosecute crime. And, it, you know, it's not giving a slap on the wrist or having a revolving door to violent criminals, especially violent gun criminals. It certainly is not releasing criminals back onto the street and then trying to take defensive weapons away from law-abiding gun owners. That is absolutely the wrong direction, and I don't think most Minnesotans are on board with that.
Last second, I'll let you go. Do you want someone you work with closely, do you want Speaker Damuth to run for governor against Tim Walz?
I'm going to leave the answer to that question to my private conversations between myself.
Come on. Come on. We've talked a few times. I mean, how about this? Do you feel like you have someone in the race now who can beat Tim Walz?
I think, Chad, that it's very, very important that we have as strong of a candidate as possible, and I think that the field will continue to develop over the next few months.
Sounds like you're not certain that person is in the race yet. Harry?
Hey, Chad, how's it going?
Okay. Is that fair that you're not certain that person is in the race yet?
You know, we do have some pretty strong candidates in the race that I think could beat Tim Walz. Like I said, I think the field is going to continue to develop over the next couple months, and we'll see where that lands. I think there's a great hunger in the state of Minnesota for different leadership than what we've seen from the governor's office the last two terms.
I appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Majority Leader for the House, Harry Nisca. React. You certainly can. 651-461-9226.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's just read and react to a number of texts. How much does it cost taxpayers to send Walls to a Vikings game? Chunk of change, I'm sure, right? But every governor does this.
Yep.
They all do it, all across the country. How much does it cost us when Don is flying to Mar-a-Lago endlessly or to various sporting events or when Pawlenty did it or they all do it. And some are more egregious than others. There's no doubt.
You hope it's a working trip, that there's outreach for trade or whatever else you can do as a governor in Ireland, but yeah.
Right. It's a bit of chutzpah, though, to when you're going to announce the special session, you're not even in the state, let alone the country. Okay. Another text. The sad thing is Republicans don't care about kids getting shot up in a church. They send TV and the radio to say thoughts and prayers. Why don't we try to do something? Suggesting Republicans don't care is something I 100% disagree with. They, I'm sure, were every bit as touched by the horrifying events at Annunciation and elsewhere. The Republicans across this country, Dave, in the main, have just decided no to anything else tied to limiting gun access. They're so uniform on supporting Donald Trump and just feeling like he's our guy. And then probably second loyalty to that is no, mental health, school safety, strengthening other areas. But when it's almost anything on access to guns, it's no, 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 no. And it goes against a lot of polling, including some Republicans. Not some. The number's pretty good of Republicans who also want to say, and I get it, I say this all the time, what can we do to make our country safer where it doesn't stop law-abiding citizens for having access and then really doesn't do anything for criminals? And on assault rifles, I think a lot of people have a tough time defining an assault rifle compared to a hunting rifle. I wouldn't lose any sleep if they were banned. I think we spend too much time on that. I really do, compared to handgun access, ammunition access. I just would like to see when the governor, in too much of a, I don't want to say dictatorial because that's too strong, but in non-negotiating way is laying out things. I wish Harry Niska and other Republicans would say, okay, we'll look at those three, four where we have agreement and we'll give you something on access to guns because I've made my points clear on Mary Moriarty. I think she's way too soft. But when I was asking Harry about what will you do, it was back to those issues. We can do both. We can concentrate on not letting people go too soon, serving sentences, but something, because we have too many damn guns available to those individuals who should never be trusted with them. How do you argue that?
It's, you can't. It's just so tremendously frustrating every week, every few days, whenever this happens. And, you know, as we've said a million times, we get the same thing over and over and over, and it doesn't change because we have people in power that are either unable, unwilling, or fearful of actually sticking their necks out to make that change. You know, whether it's increased funding for mental health. I would really love for more talk about, instead of, hey, let's put more therapists in schools and blah, 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 how about we tackle the problems causing the mental health issues, other than let's add more therapists to the children that are already really, really, really struggling. You know, how about we try to attack it before it starts? Let's get that first. We could also talk about guns, because I don't fault anybody for thinking, you know what, I'm sure Republicans do care about, you know, a mass shooting, seeing children be shot in a school, but they also believe that their Second Amendment is more important than the lives of children. I believe I can completely understand why specifically Democratic voters feel that way.
More text here. How about Democrats agree on school safety? They defended school officers under Biden. Yeah, I think we should agree on that. Let's do it. Chad, it sounds like your guest believes that everyone should possess an assault rifle for their own personal protection. Are you kidding me? I don't think most people have an assault rifle for their personal protection. I think they have a handgun if they're going to do it. Let's see. A responsible gun owner does not need a semi-automatic weapon or high-capacity magazine to hunt or protect themselves. An irresponsible gun owner does. There are a lot of hunters I talk to who will tell me that if you laid out the number of weapons that are known to be used for hunters, that identifying them compared to the classic discussed assault rifles, it's really not that different. It's the capacity. It's the magazines. It's just doing nothing, because we've decided unless it solves everything, we won't do a damn thing. And it's infuriating. I thought the answers or the non-answers on Damuth and the governor were interesting. I don't think I heard Harry saying, I'm really ready to support Mike Lindell as the next governor. Did not hear that. Caller next.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go. We're late. We got to go. I went too long with Harry. We already scheduled caller. Even did you like that we scheduled you before you had confirmed your availability?
Well, you know, I did have plans to have lunch with the wife at Mall of America, but I figured, you know, we'd probably just be done eating by the time that you were calling. So here we are. Sorry if there's a little background noise and echo, but it's the ambiance. Pretend I'm in London.
Yeah. Lunch at Mall of America? Really?
I love the mall. You know, you got to remember, I'm not from here. So I know the locals who
You've
are like,
been here
oh,
a long
you know,
time, though. I mean,
too
come
good
on.
For the mall. No, I love the mall. I grew up, you have to understand, I grew up in a town that has about 2,000 people. So going to the mall for me is it's a party every single time. Like, we didn't even have a McDonald's in my hometown, much less the mall.
Okay, that has to be part of the open. Going to the mall is like a party every single time.
He's right. Mall of America rocks.
No, it's not. It's not a party every single time you go to Mall of America. What town did you grow up in, by the way?
It's in the middle of rural central New York called Perry. It's barely even on the map. Like, you couldn't find it. So, look, they're going to put a water park in here, man. I'm going to go on the water rides when they do that.
I bet you are. Okay, how far was Perry from Buffalo?
About an hour. So if we wanted to go to a mall, which was nowhere close to the Mall of America, like maybe one-fifth of the size, yep, we had to get in the car, and I got two brothers, pack up everybody, drive an hour. I mean, just, you know, get a nice little cheeseburger or something from the mall and buy some shoes. That's hard to do. Now I live like 8 minutes away. It's right. Awesome.
So are you just mesmerized still by Cinnabon?
Oh, absolutely. And the pretzel.
Pretzel. I will get a pretzel. That's where I was going. You already beat me to it.
Almost every single time. Yeah, almost. I had a listener ask to meet up with me before a game. They were flying in for wherever.
That's troubling.
I said, I will meet you if you buy me a pretzel at the mall.
Okay. As a person who likes you, let's stop that. Okay. let me call somebody from Viking Security, see if they can go. Dave, you've known Matt longer than me. We both really like him. Should he just be meeting random people at the mall?
If they're going to provide the pretzel and the cheese cup, you need the cheese cup too.
Yeah.
Well, they were staying at the mall. Like, that's where their hotel was. So I said, okay, I'll just come over to the mall and then get a pretzel out of it. So I did.
Did you do the
rides,
too?
Is this what you called me to have me on for?
Yeah, this is it. This is better, actually. Okay, so if I got a buddy, if a listener texts in right now, 651-461-9226, and they're a fan of Matt Caller, like, we go to their house and, like, shoot hoops with them, too?
It depends. Yeah, I mean, how much are they listening? Are they subscribed to the newsletter? I mean, there's like a
yes, for sure.
Like a super, yeah, there's super subscriber level. If you're super subscriber level, I'll meet you at a park and play hoops. Absolutely.
Do you miss everybody since everybody's now in London and you're here? I guess the answer is yes, because you're just wandering around the mall.
So yes, because I do have a little bit of FOMO, you know, fear of missing out, because there is half the beat over there, and they're, you know, tweeting all their pictures and everything. And yet, as I was watching the game on Sunday, I thought, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm good with when it was 24-6, I was like, I'm good with this decision. I mean, it didn't, from a business perspective, didn't make a whole lot of
sense. It's a lot of money.
I didn't have Kevin Seifert's ESPN paying for me to go over there. And also, it's hard to know about like live streaming and how that would work. But, you know, it is interesting. And they felt like they had a distinct advantage because they've done this so many times and everything else. But I guess they didn't realize they were going to lose every single offensive lineman when they went over. Yeah. If that was part of the deal, they wouldn't have said yes.
Let's be honest. We've both known Seifert for a long time. Seems like a nice guy. He could have snuck you in under the ESPN budget. They wouldn't have known a thing. I think you should be mad at Seifert for not pulling that off.
Well, you know, he is nice, but he's kind of in his own zone as a reporter, though. Like, there's two different Seiferts when, you know, when we're at the Weird Al concert. He's having the time of his life. But you're talking about he's a competitor, though, as a reporter.
I know that. For years, we sat right next to each other at Vikings games, mainly because at first I sat next to my father and I begged him that, can you please sit next to me? I just don't want to hear my father comment on every player. So he did. And there'd be a point, Matt, in the game where we'd be engaging nonsense. And then I would just see Seifert turn. And I'd be like, okay, no more fun. He's planning his work. He's working his plan, as Denny Green said often, and it changed. But let me go back to something you said in the last answer. I know Seifert is obsessed with Weird Al. Did you actually go to the Weird Al concert?
So we didn't, like, go together exactly, but we went to the same Weird Al concert because, remember, there was a conversation you and I had about Seifert loving Weird Al.
Yeah.
So then I asked him about it. And then he informed me that Weird Al was playing here and said, he's awesome in concert, you should go. So my parents were visiting from Perry, New York, and I was like, do you guys want to go to a Weird Al concert?
Come on.
They apparently love Weird Al.
Oh, my God.
So we packed up and we went and saw Weird Al. So me and Seifert were at the same concert, and it was a heck of a show. He put on a very good show.
We need to spend more time together, man. I mean, the mall's a party. Dave, think about this. Your parents live in this town of 2,000 people. They're coming to the Twin Cities. There's so many great things to do. And he brings them to a local casino to see Weird Al. I mean, is that grounds for adoption right there? I mean, giving up? Matt, right there? I think it is.
Come see the big city, man, Dad. I'll take you to see Weird Al.
They don't get out much. They loved it. They thought it was great. I mean,
that's what they told you. I just, can we get them on the line next segment? We don't need to talk about the Vikings or Fee. I want to know if your parents really enjoyed Weird Al Yankovic. Oh, my God. Can we pause and then come back and talk about the Purple and Fee? Is that okay?
I'm fine with that. Can we move on from my personal life?
I don't know. It depends what else you say because it's so good. I mean, Dave, have you enjoyed this more than breaking down the Vikings game yesterday?
I loved it until he talked about the good things of Weird Al, which there are none.
Wow. What do you think about that?
That's tough. That's tough. I mean, the musicians who play with Weird Al like are really, really good, and the songs are funny. He's got little skits.
No, they're not.
Okay, are the musicians are with a local orchestra? They're leaving Springsteen. I mean, okay, you think about that. Anybody wants to react to any of this, you can't. Okay, let me just ask this question: if your parents are coming into town, appropriate or inappropriate to take them to a Weird Al concert? Yes or no? Text me 651-461-9226. You know where Matt could have taken them? StretchLab. StretchLab doesn't say, hey. Guess what? You have to be from Minnesota if you come to one of the double-figure locations of StretchLab in town. They'll work with anybody. We were talking about this before. Matt's in good shape. But guess what? He could be more flexible. He could bring Sloan. They both could go. They could bring their entire family. I've been going to StretchLab since 2019. I drove by a number of times and said, hey, I should be more flexible. Yes, I should be more flexible in my regular life, too. I know that well. But my body, I should be more flexible. And right away, I was just so impressed. I remember Kevin was there right away. Just good people, great specialists who will work with me, and it'd be different how they work with Matt or Sloan or Dave or you. You could be 20. You could be 80. You could be fit. You could be somebody who lays on your couch. Go to that first 50-minute session. They'll evaluate you, and you will feel better right away, and you'll go back again a number of times. StretchLab.com. among the texts. I think I'm going to become a super subscriber just so I can share a pretzel with Matt. Right there. I mean, this segment just earned you money because somebody wants to bond and pretzel. Okay. The Vikings are in how much trouble right now, do you believe?
If we were doing 1 to 10, I'd go probably a 6 because, look, I mean, when you put together this roster, you expect some of it to hit the field. But the amount of injuries that they've had have been, I think, as many as I've seen in the first part of a season ever since I've been covering the team, and this is year 10. Maybe 2016 was the last time it was like this. And at some point when you lose three offensive linemen, there's nobody in the league that has eight good offensive linemen. There's no replacing that. Carson Wentz showed us last week that he is still a backup quarterback in the NFL. And then you're talking about, well, what's the path out of this, right? And it has to be getting healthy coming out of the bye. And I also think it has to be getting J.J. McCarthy back on the field. As much as we've seen many times where a backup quarterback comes in and leads them to a magical journey, that's usually not what happens. So if Wentz gets them to 2-1 and beats the Browns this week, well, that's fine. That's a good job by a backup quarterback, but he's not going to have the ceiling of J.J. McCarthy. So ideally, what you would have happen is Wentz wins this game, you're 3-2. It's not great considering the schedule going forward, but it's also not like the season has come to an end at 3-2. You come back home, it's a tough game against the Eagles, but you need McCarthy to get in there because he's just going to have a higher ceiling. You might have a lower floor than Carson Wentz, but if there's a scenario where this eventually gets on track and is looking like what we expected it to look like, that has to be with him in there because he's just simply the more talented quarterback. Where it could get tricky is if they go back to him in Philadelphia or against Philadelphia and he doesn't play well and they suffer more injuries.
Yes.
And then players are looking around going, hey, we were doing better with Wentz. And then we've kind of seen that movie before, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying, because it's such an interesting dilemma. Kevin Stefanski is going to one of his kid quarterbacks now, and this will probably help out the Brian Flores defense, which has not come close to living up to the hype, in particular against the run. But let's say they just boat race the Browns, and it's quasi like the Cincinnati game, and then you get the break, and then you look at this daunting schedule, starting with the best team in football. And let's say there's still no O'Neal, there's obviously no Jackson. Who knows what's going on with Ryan Kelly? Let's say those three guys are all still out, and maybe Darisaw is back to who he normally is, but maybe not. Is that when you want to go back to J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah, that's really tough because, you make a valid point. If they're not healthier, then you're talking about a very difficult defense to go against, a very tough defensive line, and then 4 days later, you have to play the Chargers. So is it better to play Wentz against Philly and then against the Chargers and then bring him back? But then you risk if Wentz has one of those kind of miracle wins and then, you know, you're saying, well, stay with him. I don't want to see them stay with Carson Wentz. I think that there's a ceiling on that. There's only so far you could possibly go. The other thing, too, about McCarthy is there's never in an NFL season going to be a perfect time. And that's like, look at what Cleveland's doing. Is it good to put in Dylan Gabriel now in London against Brian Flores? No. But if you keep trying to wait till next week.
Or the perfect scenario, right?
When are you ever going to have 100% healthy roster against an easy team? Like, this isn't the preseason. It's not high school or college where you could just wait for tech and then you'll be fine. Like, this is the NFL. Like, it's not going to even the Bears, like, they give you a hard time. Like, so I think you just have to get in there, put him back in and see what happens from there. And then more or less pray that he's better than he was the last time we saw him.
This is Matthew Collar from Purple Insider. Again, as I say all the time, it's a must. He also follows the NBA, the WNBA, as close as anybody. We talked about it a lot yesterday. Let's just play a little bit. Again, what Nafisa Collier had to say. This is after she had another tremendous season. Easily could have been MVP. Did not win it. Probably hurt by the game she missed. We now know the debate on the call, the injury. They end the season. Cheryl Reeve losing composure. Tied to her frustration of years. Here's a part of what Nafisa had to say yesterday.
Our leadership's answer to being held accountable is to suppress everyone's voices by handing out fines. I'm not concerned about a fine. I'm concerned about the future of our sport. At some point, everyone deserves to hear the truth. from someone who I hope has earned the benefit of the doubt to fight for what is right and fair for our athletes and our fans. We have the best players in the world. We have the best fans in the world. But right now, we have the worst leadership in the world.
What would happen if Josh Allen said that about Roger Goodell today?
You know, since it's never happened, I have no idea.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
Right.
People have called out Roger Goodell before in the past, but I don't know if there's been an instance in a very long time. Probably you would remember labor strife in the 80s with the NFL,
right.
Multiple seasons that were shortened or replacement players. Probably that's the last time we've seen something like this, which makes sense because this league is relatively new compared to all the other leagues that have been around for 100 years. So, you know, I think what we're seeing is the WNBA ownership and leadership hired Kathy Engelbert, their commissioner, to be the finances person. That was her history and her background, and she's been that. Like, she's gotten them the TV deals. She's gotten them investments and huge dollars. And under her watch, and I know Caitlin Clark has a lot to do with this, but it's increased and increased and increased in revenue and attention and all those things. That's what she was brought here to do. But that doesn't mean you're the steward of a league, right? And I think that's where she's been missing, is that I don't think Kathy Engelbert gives any part of a care of what the product actually looks like. I'm not sure she knows what good basketball
looks like. I was just
going to
say that. Whenever I hear her comments, I don't think she knows the WNBA better than she knows Weird Al.
Dude, she pronounced the coach of the year's name wrong.
Yeah,
like, honestly. That just tells
it's embarrassing.
All,
like, it's terrible.
I'm not sure. I really don't know if she's watching the games. She's working the spreadsheets and the marketing and the accounting. And look, that's what they need for this CBA negotiation on their side. But she's lost the thread when it comes to what your job is as the commissioner, and has created a lot of bad faith. And comments like that about Caitlin Clark should be so happy that I'm giving her the platform.
On her knees. I mean, my God. Yeah.
That is so inappropriate. And also, like, you're out of your skull if you think that that's how this works. And what Nafisa Collier did was she created a lockout-busting league called Unrivaled, and she's got a lot of star talent there.
Yes.
And they're paying out money, and they've got big sponsors. And guess what Fee just did? Brought a lot more attention to Unrivaled by what she did yesterday. She is as intelligent and as calculated as anybody you'll ever see in sports, and it was a brilliant play for her. But the bottom line, though, is they need to negotiate a new CBA. You can't kill this golden goose, which has gotten so much more attention. And then Kathy Engelbert needs to go, and they need to get a commissioner who will watch a game. And then they can move on as a league. But it's going to be a very, very contentious over the coming months.
Hard out in 30 seconds. Will they start on time next year?
I don't think on time, but I think they'll still have a season. I think they'll eventually get that worked out. They all have too much to lose.
Yep. Great stuff as always. Enjoy. Have you had the lunch yet?
Oh, the lunch was great. Yeah. Cowboy Jack. Shout out to them.
Very good. Thanks, Matt.
Yep. Thank you.
Mr. Weird Al Yankovic, the mall is a party, and he went out there to go to Cowboy Jacks.
Questionable decision making.
Oh, my gosh. We're sending help to Collar, maybe more to Sloan during the break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.